1027.
As we focus on mental health this month, we're being urged to ask direct questions if we think our loved ones are grappling with suicidal thoughts. According to SADC, our country has some of the worst suicide stats in the world, with 23 people taking their own lives on average every day. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Belinda Grunbaum is a social worker at the Family Life Center. She says talking about suicide could lead to life-saving conversations.
Talking about suicide is essential. People need to hear about it. They need to be aware of it, particularly, you know, because it's something that's becoming so common in teenagers and in young children, that parents need to know what are the signs that they should be looking for. They need to know how they can help their children so their children are not feeling so helpless and lost.
And we often have the wrong idea about what a suicidal person actually looks like. Jody Seif's 19-year-old son, Adam, took his own life while on holiday 5 years ago.
He made people laugh. He was always the laughing center of the party. He would always be the go-to person where we're going to go on Saturday night, and Adam would organize. So popularity off the charts. Yet, once again, that's why it came from such left field.
In 2018, Wendy from Northcliffe was diagnosed with major depressive disorder and generalized anxiety disorder. Knowing what it feels like to be suicidal, Wendy says we need to be bold.
Ask them outright. I know my parents' generation certainly, and lots of people, don't want to talk about suicide because you think you're going to put ideas in their head. Those ideas are already there. If you ask someone outright, they will tell you. They don't have the energy to not.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help can contact SADC's 24-hour call centre free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.